Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 2:45, and that's June 15th. Well, today there was two ways of really looking at the big piece of news in the market. Of course, the negotiations with Greece and how they're eventually going to resolve their debt issues broke down again over the weekend. This intransigence that you're seeing on the Greek behalf, in that their creditors have asked for just some form of meaningful concession that they're simply unwilling to give, is really shaking the confidence of investors and indeed the patience. So the majority of European indices were down over 1%. The Italian index was down over 2%. This continues to look like mean reversion for the majority of these indices. But considering the volatility, considering the fact that we have this just extreme uncertainty, it doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to see these indices finding support in the region of their MA, that they may pull back further. But the other way of looking at this news is that we're going to have an answer by the end of this month. It's now the 15th, and within 2 weeks, either Greece is going to be within the euro or it isn't. Well, it means then that it's going to remove uncertainty, that markets don't like uncertainty, and that whatever the decision is going to be, it's going to remove uncertainty. Well, then the other way of looking at all of this news is that regardless of what the outcome is likely to be, there is going to be an infusion of liquidity. One of the reasons that the S&P 500 was able to rally off its low in here today is because there is the realization that if the Eurozone's problems become unruly, that the Fed will be more unlikely to raise rates in September. And there has been something of a consensus, and the reason I say consensus is that you have a lot of people talking about it, and that whenever I talk to people, just in daily life, at kids' birthday parties, everyone talks about the Fed raising rates in September. But how likely are they to do that if the Eurozone turns into a really unruly outcome? I suspect less so. So one of the reasons then that the S&P is outperforming in here is because of that. When we think about what does that mean for the bond markets? Well, treasuries today were a little bit steadier, and they're unwinding their short-term oversold condition. There's been a lot of technical damage done, so it really does mean that they have a lot to do before they can repair that technical damage. And in the meantime, anything more than just an unwinding of the oversold condition looks to be reasonably unlikely here. When we look at Europe, you have these oversold conditions and you have mean reversion, but you need evidence that demand is returning to dominance in the form of clear upward dynamics. And in Asia, the Hang Seng today was down 1.5%. Having had a nice bounce last Thursday and it was relatively unchanged on Friday, then today is suggesting that we're going to see some additional consolidation. We're going to see a reversion towards the mean and potentially a test of the upper side of the underlying range, and a clear upward dynamic would be required to question that. That we're going to give the benefit of the doubt to the most recent dynamic. That's something that we talk about at the chart seminar. The Chinese market was a little bit weaker in here today, but not in a dynamic fashion. But what there is evidence of is that there's a loss of momentum, and that we saw this similar type of loss of momentum, although obviously not as large in terms of the intraday moves, back in December, and that gave way to a choppy range. A choppy range at this point for China would be perhaps the best case scenario, in that it would allow some of the very wide overextension relative to the 200-day moving average to be unwound, and that the most important higher reaction low that we have is from last week, where there was a steep decline intraday and then it closed in positive territory. That low is probably where we would be looking at for the most recent in terms of the progression of higher reaction lows. The Japanese market was relatively unchanged today. The yen has been very steady. It hasn't really gone up or down, and it's trading around 123, so it's sustaining the move below 120. The topic second section is very firm, and we look on that as a lead indicator for the Japanese market. And the topic's banks has recently moved back into a position of outperformance. And generally, because they have not been performing, they've actually lagged the market by a substantial deficit over the last 6 months. Well, then that's really positive. And banks are where we generally tend to look on as a bellwether for their respective markets. And if you start to compare banking indices, then the S&P 500 banks today closed well off their lows and remain in really quite a consistent uptrend. The Eurozone banking sector was weak in here today, not surprisingly, considering the deteriorating situation with Greece, but that this is still a consolidation in the region of the 2014 low and still above the 200-day moving average. But when you look at the granularity of the Eurozone banking or the European banking sector, that the range of performances in the various shares is very wide indeed. Well, two major banks that I was looking at today would be UBS and HSBC. They both announced swinging cutbacks in terms of their headcount, and HSBC hasn't been rewarded for that at all, and it's retraced more than half of its earlier advance, and it's not a consistent uptrend, whereas UBS has outperformed and outperformed by a wide margin, both in nominal and in absolute terms, but it's a little bit overbought in the short term. So there is potential for consolidation one way or the other, but that it's going to be better for some than others. The banking sector could be one of the better performers once we get an answer to the Greek situation. And this Greek situation, as I said, will be resolved at some point in the next couple of weeks. When we look at the currency markets, then commodity currencies were relatively unchanged in here today. The New Zealand Kiwi dollar has been really very weak over the last couple of weeks and is in need of an upward dynamic to really indicate that demand dominance is coming back in here. The Australian index, having been a bit firmer last week, was down a bit in here today, and it needs more than what we've seen already to really start to say that demand is returning to dominance in here. When we look at the commodity markets, then sugar is particularly weak, and there is divergence between Arabica and Robusta coffee. One is going up and one is going down, and cocoa is really marching to its own drum and is perhaps one of the firmer commodity prices out there. Natural gas is bouncing from the lower side of its long range. We've seen over the last 3 and 4 years that when prices get up to about $4, that supply increases, and when it gets down to $2.50, that supply is withdrawn from the market. And we're currently at up 16 cents and rallying from $2.50 and currently around $2.88. Gold prices were relatively unchanged. Platinum finished off its low. It is currently around $1,088 and moved to a new reaction low in here today and finished off that low, and it really needs an upward dynamic to begin to pressure the shorts and to indicate that demand is returning to dominance in here. When we look at the industrial commodities, then copper was also weaker in here today by about 3 cents. And having firmed up for a while in the second quarter, what we've seen over from the industrial metals is that aluminium is right down testing its lows, and they're pretty weak generally. They're all in need of a bullish catalyst, and that's feeding through into the continuous commodity index as well. The euro continues to look like it is reverting to the mean. There's a great deal of talk about exactly what's going to happen to the euro after Greek exits, and that's assuming, of course, that Greece does exit. I saw a Deutsche Bank economist on Bloomberg TV in here today saying that he thought that the euro would weaken, and I generally take the opposite view. I think that the euro would probably strengthen, and not least because what the price continues to look like is that we're going to see a continued reversion to the mean, and that if you cut off the gangrenous limb, that the rest of the body recovers. Well, I think with that, I will leave you for today, and I'll wish all the best to all of you.